The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Right, back to Christmas Wish.
Yes.
I take my hat off to this particular person because they are just so... She just carries on and on and on.
In the face of all obstacles, yeah. She just picks herself back up and carries on going.
Carries on going. Mm. And we like people like that.
We really do.
On this show. So let's phone Sia and get her on the line because Sharon sent this Christmas wish through and explain to us what this lady has done.
Hello?
Sia?
Hello?
Sia? Morning.
Yes,
hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Sia, it's Jeremy Mansfield calling from Hot 91.9. We got an email from Sharon. Now you do some domestic work for Sharon, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you at the moment, Sia?
I'm at my place in Randburg.
You in Randburg? Okay. Sharon told us the story about how you started your own business selling food because you do some domestic work, but then you started a business selling food. You were robbed. Your caravan that you had, that you built up, was gutted and vandalized. You then went and borrowed the money to repair it and start over and over again. We were just saying that you are one of those people who just doesn't give up. You just carry on and on and on and on.
Okay.
Yeah, that told you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sia, one of the problems that Sharon has highlighted is...
Sorry?
One of the problems that Sharon highlighted is with your son, with Dylan.
Yeah.
Now, Dylan has epilepsy. Am I right there?
Yeah.
How long has he been having these seizures for?
It's been 12 years.
Long time. And he's only 16.
Okay. Now he's been through. Sharon took him through to see a neurologist, who she said has been very supportive. But he needs a specific medication.
Okay.
And it evidently costs a huge amount of money. Which the medication is evidently very expensive that he has to go on.
Is that right, Sia?
Yes, medication is very expensive.
Yeah,
because he's on 400 milligrams of Tegretol, which he has to take evidently 5 tablets a day. And that costs around about, oops. Well, the person who'd be able to tell us would be Michelle Abrams, because Michelle is one of the co-owners of our pharmacy of choice.
See, we need a seal, Jim, so we can give it to Michelle. Although it might not be such an accolade that...
I don't know if Morningside Dispensary would want to say we are official drug suppliers to Jeremy Mansfield and Samantha Cowan. I don't know if you want that on your CV.
Maybe you don't.
But Michelle Abrams is, she just happens to be the pharmacy that Sam
we go
and
to,
both go to. Michelle, morning.
Good morning, Jeremy and Sam.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
You are the guys who, Michelle, get us right here. When we ran the Teddy-thon last month, you were the guys who put in the money that pushed us over the 1 million limit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. What the most exciting time that was. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, because
to see a clock over, yes.
you were standing there and we had, I think it was 10,000 rand to go, and you turned around and said, just put the money in and make it go over that limit there.
It was fabulous.
And you did. Morningside Dispensary, if you don't know it, also helps out Hot Cares on a monthly basis. and donates money to Heart Cares. So when this particular request came through, because we're looking at supplying Tegretol for a year for Dylan's epilepsy, the wish was sent through from Sharon, who is a pensioner, and she said, I've got limited resources, and Sia is working
2 days a week for her.
2 days a week for her. Please, can you try and help her out? And that's when you guys at Morningside Dispensary put up your hands and said, fine, we'll do it.
With absolute pleasure, Jeremy. With absolute pleasure. It's actually really wonderful to be able to support somebody like that. And for the simple reason that the medications are expensive, and for patients to go and sit at the hospitals is a hell of a thing. It's incredibly difficult. It takes up a huge amount of time, and they are better with their stock now, but sometimes they'll sit the whole day and they'll leave home like at 3 a.m. to be there early, and they won't even get their medicine on that day. So it's a huge challenge. So for us, it's a great privilege to be able to support him.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. We really appreciate it. Sia, we're going to be connecting you with Morningside Dispensary, and we will ensure that Dylan gets his epilepsy medication dispensed through our own dispensary.
For free.
We love to be your drug dealers, Jeremy. It is a privilege for us to be your drug dealers.
Our drug dealer of choice.
Yeah.
Morningside Dispensary.
Open 365 days a year.
Till
9 p.m.
They deny us nothing.
Yeah.
8836588.
9 o'clock every day, 365 days of the year, they are available as our drug dealers of choice. I love the story that I've told about Joe.
Yes.
Our favorite Joe Kennedy. When I went in one day and I handed over a prescription, and I said to him, Joe, listen, will you fill this prescription? I'm just going up to the spa. And he turned around and without batting an eyelid, he said, okay, yeah, thanks, but I need 2 liters of Coke, white bread. And I just love the sense of humor and love you people. And the amount of work that you do for Heart Cares on a monthly basis, we really, really appreciate, Michelle. And thank you very much for helping us out in bringing this particular Christmas wish to the table and making sure it's granted.
It's an awesome pleasure. And I must just say something. You know, Lloyd is incredible. He has the most incredible spirit and has inspired us. And it's wonderful for us to have a channel for us to be able to do charity that we know where the money's going and we can trust where the money's going. And Gail Harris, that's been, you know, a friend many, many years, she's done such an awesome job to be able to link us with you so successfully. So we really appreciate it. And find it a wonderful relationship. And Mark and Bunny and all of you, you guys are just absolutely awesome. What a wild team.
You know what, I think that you've just mentioned something that struck me there. You said, we know where the money's going.
That's a very important thing.
It is. Yeah. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you for your support. And we will continue supporting you.
Wonderful.
And buying as many drugs as we can, as often as we can.
Morningside Dispensary, we do love you very, very dearly. You can catch up with this wish and all the other wishes. They'll be up on our Facebook site.
They will.
After 6 this afternoon. And you can also go to peoplemagazine.co.za and see all of the wishes that have been granted and all the details behind them and how we have helped people.
Look at the pictures.
And take a look at all the pictures as well. So to Michelle Abrams and the entire crew at Morningside Dispensary, thank you so, so much for helping out with Sia and Dylan. I believe that we have lost Sia the connectivity where she is not.
Oh, no, she's there. Hello, Sia.
Oh, you are there. Yeah. Sia, so there we go. We've sorted you out for your medication for this year, my love.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think she believes you.
And she just goes back to work because that's what she's like. And that's why we love people like Sia.
Yes.
People who try to help themselves, we want to help as much as we can. It's 22 minutes past 8. and another wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.